Sure, you can use it.
Oh no, she's just on top of the dryer.
You think we can keep Salsa from us? The nerd core rhyme, you holler, I hit L shift, hold of a pro, and then I love it. You know the nerd of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, I hit L shift, hold to the pro, and I love it. You know the nerd of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, I hit L shift, hold of a pro, and I love it. You know the nerd of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, warm the mic up, yo, we about to strike up this band of nephishes who cultivate nebulous fetishes. The FBS, RPG, or MM ball in the obsession to blabber over by blog or BBS. Stepping pills, it's home by geekish. There's your frame rate and frags today, both impressing. Yes, your affinity for a certain sight of some amusement. Classically adorned parlor of firmer, you let loose a pin of synthesis to partake of liquor dramas. Get you branded a sniper, it's your rocket mama humper. Damn! They said you're cheating, but with coins in hand, you got more game than Will Wheaton. When's the MC? Got to get funny, I'm losing patience. Wanna know how the pants contain one wang and two next stations. In the daddy home, he plays whack-a-mole with the toilet paper. And I like to rock the PA song at the lowest common denominator. How does a hater of culture have an acronym glass but an expert of math? Tell me now, the penny or K. Owns your ass. Throw to the quote and I'll love it. You know the dirt of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, I hit L shift. Throw to the quote and I'll love it. You know the dirt of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, I hit L shift. Throw to the quote and I'll love it. You know the dirt of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, I hit L shift. Throw to the quote and I'll love it. You know the dirt of the nerd core rhyme. You holler, nerd ho!
Good evening, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Superstardom's Close to Postmortem with Mr. Skullhead and Vaginal Bloodfart.
Hi!
And joining us also, briefly, will be Salsa Shark. He made the mistake of sitting on the edge of our little seating arrangement, which means he gets to play bitch the entire evening.
Yeah. Although, the seat on the edge is also the seat closest to the beer, so there may... Perhaps he's not as stupid as we all give him credit for.
I'm the power behind.
He couldn't possibly be. That's when people say, you couldn't.
I'm 13 because power behind is the funniest thing I've
the
ever
heard. The power all behind.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Let's sigh.
So we got stuff to talk about. We got things to talk about. So what happened at the MC Frontalot concert? I got really, really wasted.
Elegantly wasted.
Elegantly.
There wasn't much elegant.
Yeah. See, I knew you'd get that reference because you're at home.
That was pretty, you can smell your own.
Yeah, that's right.
That was kind of a, yeah. So the wife made the mistake of saying to me, because at the previous party, she had been the one thoroughly, like, inelegantly wasted.
Oh, yeah, that was at our house.
Yeah, so she,
That was the best party ever.
She made the mistake of saying to me, honey, why don't I drive tonight so you can get as drunk as you want?
And he succeeded in spades.
Apparently he wanted to be very drunk.
Well, the problem is, Adam Dunn and his goddamned Jaeger bomb, where he, like, he shamed me into doing a Jaeger bomb, and I'm not sure how. Like, shame is what you should feel for doing a Jaeger bomb, not for not doing a Jaeger bomb. It's a drink that contains Red Bull.
Well, no, I just like Yag. I mean, just I'll swig Yag out of the thing.
I can't stand Yag.
Oh, that was always our fest drink for years. Is you'd have the Baron Jägermeister and the Jägermeister, and you just kind of do pulls off that all day. Yeah. It kept your breath minty, puke smelling.
Right.
This is horrific, actually. But I mean, I like the booze.
Whiskey's always been my fest drink.
And I kept telling the motherfucker that I would happily have a shot of Jägermeister.
Yeah.
Like, but I really don't need the Red Bull. I really don't like the Red Bull. I really have a moral and ethical objection to the existence of Red Bull. But no, he somehow got my wife in on it, and they're like making fun of me for not drinking the Red Bull. I don't know. Adam has that nerd jock hybrid thing going on.
It's really
so somehow he's able to make things happen just by saying that they're going to happen over and over again.
He may have done one of the most funny jokes of the evening, and at no point was he on stage. But while standing at the bar waiting to order a drink, Adam, apropos of nothing, turns to me and goes, I think you were standing next to me, and asks, which of these more clearly lets you know that someone is a date rapist? Is it standing, holding a megaphone, and screaming at the top of your lungs, hello, I am a date rapist? Or is it wearing an MMA tap out t-shirt? And I go, I gotta go with the MMA tap out t-shirt, at which point he takes one step back, and the dude standing next to him is wearing an MMA tap out t-shirt, and the whole conversation was clearly audible. I had no idea he was there.
You know, I didn't see that guy, so I thought he was just,
no, there was like
giving a thought exercise.
Pissed off dude standing on the other side of him when he got done saying that.
But when you're the size of Adam, I guess you can...
Well, he's got that same camouflage that you and I have, which is, you know, relatively tall, beefy, by which I mean our fat is distributed oddly, and so it's mistaken for muscle.
Right, frequently.
And so, you know, people don't necessarily initially fuck with us because, you know, especially if I'm wearing like a leather jacket where it really hides the fact that it's mostly just centered in the gut, I look like a dude that's tall with broad shoulders and could maybe fuck you up, but nope, huge pussy. My wife kicks my ass regularly.
I have never been in a fight in my entire life. There's nobody in this room, or possibly this house, that could not kick my ass if they really wanted to. And I'm including my son.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I think the level of suck between you two, if you got in a fight, would be very... It would be like you would be competing for who would lose.
Yeah, because even American viewing public would lose.
Right. No, it's not like we're a couple of girls who are going to like rip our tops off and, you know.
Right.
Nobody wants to see that.
We were talking about girls fighting last night at my house and about how that's infinitely scarier and more brutal than dudes fighting.
Well, yeah, there's this...
They get vicious.
There was an article that Jess was reading about girl gangs. And they're like, you know, guy gangs, you got an issue with the guy, you stab him to death or shoot him with a gun. These bitches would have box cutters and chains with padlocks on the ends of them and would just go for as much, like, face breakage as they could.
Yeah, one of the,
Well, a guy just wants to hurt you. A girl wants to make you not pretty.
There was an old Henry Rollins spoken word album I had where he talks about also being more scared of women fighting because for women, if they fight, it's for serious. Dudes, he described most brawling as the prelude to, like, drinking together and camaraderie.
Yeah,
well, Fuck you. Let's go get a drink.
Where you get girls, mad and you work your mad out.
Yeah, girls will like tear an eye out and will drive home with your ovaries swinging from the rear view. And it's for serious. And that's just a lot scarier. Man. And quite likely, I mean, I've gotten my ass kicked in the last 2 weeks by two women. And painfully so. Trampy Smurf and Greta. The difference being Greta can actually punch well. So with Greta, it's kind of like, it's the difference between, I liken it to drinking. Trampy Smurf hit me like a lot of times and that hurt. Which is sort of like buying the case of cheap beer. It gets the job done, but it takes a while. Whereas Greta is like that huge shot of Patron. That just like the one or two. And I'm like, please stop hitting me. I hurt a lot.
So if I hadn't seen the prelude to that beatdown from Trampy, I would have felt really bad for you.
Did I deserve it?
Yeah, you walked up and hit her as hard as you could on her tattoo, her new tattoo.
Yeah.
Like... harder than I would hit somebody who didn't have a new tattoo is how hard you hit her. So when she started kicking the shit out of you, like, oh, that's deserved.
I completely forgot that's why she kicked my ass. No. I deserve that.
She promised me a recreation at some point, so.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Although, to be fair, we had the Smurfs over last night, and they catered, which is always a plus. If you can ever have friends over and have them bring and cook the food, I suggest it. But they made... turkey burgers with, which I'm normally 100% against because I love red meat, but it was turkey burgers with really finely diced and chopped carrots and celery in it. And then after you cook them, you basically just drown them in hot wing sauce.
Hmm.
And then you put them on toasted English muffins for a bun with blue cheese crumbles on top. So you're basically eating a buffalo wing burger.
Nice.
And the taste is identical. It was the greatest thing that's maybe ever happened in the history of time.
That's a fantastic
idea. It was wonderful. So I think we may have to have our next party. That will probably be on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh my God, so good. We actually drove all the way to Wisconsin yesterday to go buy beer because We live in Minnesota, where apparently we can't handle being able to purchase alcohol on a Sunday, despite all of the neighboring states clearly not having apocalyptic civilization failure for allowing beer on Sundays.
Well, you know, what happened is you can have even liquor for sale in your grocery store, and for sale until, like, midnight or two in the morning, and civilization still does not come to an end.
Yeah. You know.
Many people here find that shocking. Just like,
well, and you can still buy alcohol in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently you can bring bottles home as long as they decant, like, a couple ounces. There's some fucked up law. One of my exes was a server and worked at, like, a wine bar bistro thing, and you could go into, like, on a Sunday, buy a bottle of, like, Pinot, whatever, and as long as they pour, I think there is literally an ounce amount. You have to pour, like, 2 to 3 ounces, and then you can stopper the bottle and they can take it home.
Huh.
But you have to at least, basically it's like taking your doggy bag. You have to at least pretend to the idea that you intended to drink it at the restaurant and then just couldn't get through it or something.
That's what happens when you make dumb laws, is you get dumb exceptions to the dumb laws.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Hookah.
Yeah, so what happened was...
A concert happened.
Yeah, so...
It was epic.
Where we were going with that whole discussion was I got real drunk at this concert.
Oh, yeah.
And I invited all these people to come on the radio show. And actually, once I had sobered up, it still seemed like a good idea. So we got these fellas up in here. That was a good show.
That was an excellent show.
And I give you guys credit, because I think a lot of people came for the Vilton who had never heard of MC Frontalot, and then they, I think most of them ended up converts to the Frontalot
religion. Yeah.
We're enablers.
Right. No, I'd say the audience was maybe one quarter or one third was familiar with what the hell Vilification Tennis is. And, I mean, I just hoped we brought enough people that it was worth having us open. And that, you know, Brandon and Front seemed happy with it. But, I'd say, you know, getting up in front of a crowd where at least two thirds of the people have no idea who you are and they're there to see a concert and you're going to get up and do weird comedy is a bit nerve wracking. But I'd say halfway through the first match, and the first match did a wonderful job as well, they were pretty much won over and they were really into it, which made us happy. And then a lot of our fans that had no idea who Frontalot was, they all stuck around, and I had many people come up afterwards and go, I would not have gone to just this if you'd described it to me, but I love this guy and I'm buying the CD. So
nice.
No, it was pretty nerve-wracking. I would love to say that I thought Brandon was great, but I really didn't hear any of his set because I was so concerned with what we were going to be doing. But yeah, once we got on stage, everything was...
Therein lies the difference between your professionalism and my own. I was busy ordering a last drink, so I wouldn't have to go on stage without a beer in my hand.
I had brought my own drinks, so I was refilling them as I went.
You're always clever like that. I do that at a regular gig, because I know I can just hide my backpack full of cheap beer somewhere, but in a different venue, I was a little more worried.
I did make one mistake, though, because I put my bag full of beer backstage, which was all well and good, except once the concert started, I realized belatedly that the only way to access the backstage was to walk through the stage.
Nice.
Pardon me, Brandon. Pardon me.
So between songs, I kind of sidled along the edge of the stage.
I still want to see Brandon with a band.
I think it would be fascinating. I mean,
and for like a couple of hours. I'd like to see some of that stuff live. Like, he's an incredible guitarist.
Oh, absolutely.
So, that was cool, but I'd like to hear him with just a little more backing up. Talking to him before the show, he said that for the MC Frontalot tour, he had to... Like, he said the nerds get uncomfortable with the songs that have emotions in them. So he did mostly the, like, Ketchup and Mayo and Munchin' the Cooch.
Which was great.
Munchin' the Cooch is fantastic.
I had not heard that one.
It contains the lyric, how does it go, then? It's everyone's favorite meal, it goes well with any hooch.
I think
and then
rhymed
that with
yeah.
Munchin' the Cooch. Beautiful.
That's poetry.
Yeah, Brandon is one of those guys where, I've seen him twice now, like, legitimately performing just his own stuff, not just, like, cranking off some random song, like, at the Renaissance Festival here with us or whatever. And both times, just like, it was over long before I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the albums are so damn good, it would be a blast, like, with that much instrumentation going on to see it live. And yeah, I could totally see just, like, sitting back for, like, an hour and just chilling and listening to that and, you know, occasionally laughing my ass off.
Front was switched on. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Yeah.
That is a high energy show.
Very much.
And for the being able to hear some of the new stuff live, that was most good.
I was of course a little disappointed we didn't get to hear Council of Loathing.
Yes. Oh, did you see the video that Sparemeister made for Council of Loathing?
I didn't know there was one. I'll have to watch it during the music
break. I linked it on my Twitter.
Oh, I see. I don't have a Twitter.
Yeah, but it bounces to your buzz.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Well, shit, I should look at that.
Yeah, I'll drop the link into the radio, because I can't... Like, if I played it for you on the radio, it would be kind of useless, because it would just sound exactly like the album track. It's like, now picture, all right, that there's stuff moving around and doing stuff.
No, like that concert was pretty awesome. I actually, when I got home on Saturday after I finally woke up, I got into all my MP3s and I made a playlist of the concert.
Nice.
So now I can recreate it whenever I want.
That is lovely.
Is this link you just posted the link to the video?
It is. It is.
I will open it in a different tab. Boink. There we go.
El Cordianache says, make an old school tchotchkes pack with a few of each of the new things, matches, coasters, keyrings, etc., and put it in the store. Yeah, we have all this new swag that we've been posting.
The picture that you guys posted that allegedly purports to show us the coasters is borked, and I've yet to actually see what they look like.
They look like this.
Neat! I totally collect coasters.
They're round. And those are the keyrings.
Yeah, that's nice. Incredibly old school keyring.
My grandpa had one of those.
We looked at so many different types of keyrings, and Jick was adamant that that was the kind that he wanted and no other kind would do.
That's
I think it's
pretty
like,
awesome.
Down to you.
So we need to get Jick a walker? Is that what you're
saying?
Is
that spelled tchotchkes?
I think so.
It seems right, but despite the fact that I don't know. There's a lot of T's in there.
Yeah, it's... T-S-O something, something.
All I know about tchotchkes is that Joni loves them.
Sigh.
Yup. Amber WB, perhaps, who is now Amber the CW, said... Oh, Amber Westcott Baker. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been pronouncing this wrong. I was just going to say I love Kay Wallen all, but Amber Westcott Baker. It's like, I love KOL and all, but seriously, why is there a gender when all the content assumes you're male? Really, getting jailbait phone numbers?
Guys can be under 18, too.
Well, in that particular new content that you haven't played.
How do you know I haven't played it?
Because you don't know the premise of it.
I think it doesn't assume you're male. I think it assumes you're a lesbian, if you're female.
True. No, I think the women that you're talking to assume that you're...
Well, that's possible.
I feel like I should maybe wonder how far we want to get into gender distinction again, considering the outrage the
every
first
time.
Every time.
Let me just look at...
There are a lot of people that hated me.
Well, there's a couple in this room, too, so to be fair.
Yeah, but you guys know me well enough to have reasons.
Good swinky. This is weird, so I switched to Google Chrome for my browser because I got sick of Firefox like filling up all my memory and crashing.
I've never had problems with Firefox.
Neither have I.
So that's... It's great and all, but it's weird seeing the web the way that it's supposed to be displayed without all the ad blocker on there.
Like, oh, there's no ad blocker yet for the... Or have you just not grabbed one?
I just haven't put it in yet.
Because, I at this point, swapping to my wife's copy sucks. Because she doesn't have that. She doesn't have all the weird little grease monkey things I use. And it's like, oh, this is... why don't like surfing the net for long periods of time.
Okay, so what she's talking about is that with a slight pang of guilt, you hand the beer to the Orquette. Thanks, she says with a shy smile. My name's Patricia. You should call me sometime. She writes her phone number on a scrap of paper and hands it to you. You're giving them beers to stop them from hitting you. You figure the miners aren't going to contribute to their own delinquency, so you hand the Orquette your cup of beer. Thanks, she says, my name's Rosanna, call me sometime. She writes her phone number on a piece of paper and hands it to you. You're not asking for their phone number.
Yeah, she's just so slutty, she's giving it to you.
Or she just wants to hang out.
Or maybe she does just
talk about.
You try to calm down the raging Arquette by handing her a cup of beer.
Yeah, that's just self-defense.
Thanks, she says. Call me sometime. So they're giving you the phone numbers. The first time you play through it, you're just collecting the phone numbers because that's a way to keep the Arquettes from hitting you.
If you're a girl, they're just giving you a phone number so you can hang out.
You're not hitting on them. They're hitting on you. So we're not assuming that anybody's male. Far be it from us to ever, ever do that. We do assume that you're straight, if you're a guy. And that's, you know, we're not assuming that you're straight. We're assuming that your character is straight.
How do you spell shisha?
S-H-I-S-H-A. I don't know. So, yeah, that's not a valid concern. I don't think. You're not hitting on the girls. They're hitting on you. You're collecting the phone number so you can give them to the cop so he can call their parents and bring them home.
Yeah, you're actually
that's
under,
what happens
you're
at the end of it.
Yeah. Hi-o.
What else? Reddit says, would Roger Ebert consider Penny Arcade art?
I think it's time to stop caring what Roger Ebert thinks is art or not.
I wish that I could stop following him on Twitter, but I don't want to because he's so clever usually. But occasionally he will just throw in another, like, here's another dumbass who thinks that games can be art, arguing with me, who clearly knows that they can't.
My opinion on that whole back and forth is, do you think it's art? Then who cares what he thinks? If he's entitled to his opinion, and if it's different than yours, shut the fuck up.
You're forgetting rule one of the internet.
Because somebody is wrong on the internet.
And until I convince them to see how right I am, I can't let this go.
The problem that I have with his take on it is not that he disagrees with me on whether games can be art. It's that he's not interested in any alternate viewpoint, and his argument is so spacious and so contradictory to
dismissing
how he feels
it all
about
other
stuff.
Yes,
a problem.
I mean,
they said, like, video games can never be art because a game does stuff that art doesn't, and art does stuff that a game doesn't. You're like, okay, well, here's a game that you should play because it will change your mind. Like, why would I waste my time on it? It's just a fucking video game.
I think he should look at Flower, and if he doesn't like Flower, then he's a lost cause.
Well, he saw screenshots of Flower,
and
he was like,
that means,
and he said that's and video of it, and he said, well, what are the, you know, how is this game scored? What are the objectives of the game? If it doesn't have a score or objectives, then it's not a game. So it can be art, but it's not a game. And once you add the score and objectives, then it can't be art because art doesn't have those things.
Like, but then why are there art critics or?
Yeah, well, it's just like
because then by grading a movie,
I'm sorry,
giving thumbs up or thumbs down,
two
aren't you no longer making
an
art?
Score, isn't it?
But the point of a movie is not to get that score, though. You could argue, but
the
problem is
people make Oscar bait all the time.
That's true.
I mean, people are absolutely hoping for a good score.
Oscar-bation is a way I'm going to describe movies from now.
People are not going to make a movie hoping it scores two thumbs down. That would
right. I mean,
ridiculous.
I think, you know, is looking for approval and viewers. Looking is that one, I don't think that's wrong, and two, is that is that bad to try to get a good score? I mean, I'm writing a stage show and I'm desperately hoping lots of people like it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's not much fucking point in doing it. You know, you guys try to write a game that I think people will enjoy. I think you stick to doing what you think is good as opposed to fully just bowing to whatever people suggest, but at the end of the day, the reason it is a public game is because you hope or at least think other people will like it.
But what's annoying with him is he's defined his terms in a way that it's kind of a ridiculously circular argument, and I think that he's better than that. It's like having a really smart friend of yours who you've been having these amazing discussions with go, yeah, well, you know, the Earth is only 6,000 years old, because the Bible says so. You're like, but wait, I thought you were smart.
Wait, no.
And, you know, you could understand this if you just took a little bit of time.
Insert tire squealing soundtracks.
Or the needle coming off of vinyl.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
It's just the being so wrong and so unwilling to even think about it another way. Like, if somebody made the exact same arguments he was
making... So we're not angry,
making,
we're just disappointed.
I am.
Yes.
Like, if somebody... He has done this before, though. If somebody made the exact same argument that he made about video games, but instead of video games, they were talking about animation. Like, and they would say, you know, animation can never be, can never produce a quality film because it's for kids. And he would say, well, what about Grave of the Fireflies or like Princess Mononoke or
Spirited Away or a number of things, which are
Up or Akira. Yeah. And they would say, well, I've never seen any of those because why would I waste my time? They're fucking cartoons. And he got really frustrated with those guys, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, like, giving someone else's argument a fair hearing and then going, you haven't convinced me, but if you're clearly not even listening.
I'm not willing to even sample any of what you're dissing.
Yeah.
Dissing.
Wasn't he going to die, like, Tuesday or something?
Yeah. That's a shame. RDFM says, the Dead Milkmen show in Boston June 12th is sold out, says Drummer Dean. Yeah, RDFM knows the Dead Milkmen guys.
I don't...
Aren't half of them dead, though? Like,
aren't they mostly terrible?
How do you have... I like the Dead Milkmen.
I kind of have a soft spot, but then I like put on a record and I go, most of this is really shitty.
I still like...
I like the idea of them maybe more than I like the execution or something. And all my sentences...
Right. Hey, yeah, and you're a sorority
ending
girl.
On a uptick. There's apparently Penn Jillette was on some like Celebrity Jeopardy thing once, and he just decided he was gonna completely misunderstand the concept for the duration of the show. So they'd be like, you know, this person made massive contributions to physics with his theory of general relativity. He's like, Albert Einstein. Form of a question. Albert Einstein? Wrong. The next person, who is Albert Einstein? You go, damn it! And he apparently only answered in that style.
That's great.
Which, I mean, way to commit to a bit. But
I really think that whole style of answering in a question is bullshit. But
it gives it a, a reason to call it different. I mean, every other quiz show is doing the opposite, I guess.
Now, MCRT, maybe you haven't listened to any of my shows with Jick since I moved to Minnesota 3 years ago. The bubbling noise you're hearing in the background...
I would just explain that to Radio Chat.
Made out of tobacco in a water pipe called a hookah, which if you smoke weed out of it, you kind of wreck your hose. And I'm not, you know, I check my hose occasionally.
As do I.
And
every
I pimp
morning
my
in the
hose.
Shower.
Yep.
If your hose is encrusted, then you need to seek attention.
But you don't want
to
wreck your hose. No. And if I were capable of doing a bong hit, like, every third sentence, that would be an amazing bong, too, with that many hits in it. Like,
that sounds
solid
like
2 hours.
Just ginormous waste of weed.
I think we would be laughing a lot more than we are now, if that was the case.
Ikasusama says, the boss of the Palindrome shouldn't be Dr. Awkward, it should be Sarah Palin.
Bump, bump, bump.
You know, it's sad because it makes me remember a time when we made the Palindrome where nobody knew who the fuck
was.
Sarah Palin was unless they lived in the meth capital of Alaska where she was the mayor. And now every time she says some retarded thing, it has to be all over the news.
Yeah, I mean... Is she still a legitimate possibility of contender of something? Is that why we pay attention, or is it just that we've gotten used to hearing the name, so we follow her for no reason?
No, I think it's because
by
she's,
I mean
yeah, she's kind of positioned herself as the de facto head of the Tea Party.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, it kills me. Like, when Obama put out our new nuclear policies, and he went on to, like, meet the press or something, instead of asking him what they were, what other heads of state thought about it, what were the global ramifications... They said, Sarah Palin thinks that your policy sucks. What do you think about that? And he's not allowed to say, well,
who cares?
Sarah Palin, if brains were gasoline, she wouldn't be able to light a mosquito fart.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
And then they'd say, what the hell does that mean, Obama?
Yeah, well, that's like saying, vaginal blood fart thinks X. And he'd go, and that means nothing to anyone. So it's an irrelevant question. But, I mean... Yeah. Is there a show where you get decent political discourse? I don't know. It's either softball or, obviously pointed sniping. I don't think you get just like
every so often you find one that
John Stewart.
Well,
he has
honestly,
a hell of an
you're
interviewer.
Probably right. Yeah, he gets the most real answers. I think, but I mean, he's also not really hitting people that hard often. He does do the occasional
every
like,
so often.
Yeah,
I've seen him do the like. Yeah, but you said this, and here's the tape of it. What did you mean by that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the actual asking of a follow-up question. I saw him try and knock a politician off script for a long time, and that didn't work. Yeah, but what you just said is your talking point. Can you please just give us an answer?
Every so often I'll get a really good interview on NPR, too.
Yeah, but... Ugh.
I like me some NPR. I'm just gonna say it.
Coming up next, we'll have our seventh part in our 49-part series reviewing the latest performance of the Vagina Monologues at the State Theater in Minneapolis. With me, we have... Like, I'm sorry, I can't listen to that.
No, the NPR voices, in the afternoon, I have to stop listening because it's, I'm Gary Acton. Like, that is not your real voice. Stop doing that. It's like, today we're going to have the mayor of Minneapolis. It's like, you sound like Don Knotts with the hiccups. What the hell is wrong with you?
No, I was listening to one of the morning shows at work because my work sucks, and that's what I do, is listen to the radio because I don't want to talk to my coworkers. And the interviewer was talking to the politician, and the politician was saying over and over the talking points and the script, and she was like, but you haven't told me anything.
But that's exactly their job.
And she was like, yes or no, what is the answer? And he was like, well, you know, there's this and this, and she was going, no, that's not saying anything.
But I mean, they're like, carefully conditioned to
never
give answers.
She was really leaning into him, too.
Avant Jean Q said, can you add a chat command to list which quest items your character has currently accumulated? I'll put it in the queue, Avant Jean Q.
Ba-dumps.
I see what you did there.
You can put that right in your queue. I warned them. Let me go to the bottom, because I warned people on the Twitter.
Oh, that we don't know anything?
Yeah, that it's Jick. We're Jickless tonight.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So only give us your vapid comments.
Those are really long questions.
Yes. This is I Club You with a very strong feeling about something.
That would be the, do you need to have some kind of thing allowing you to know who the perspective is in a thing if it switches point of view?
Oh.
Or do you have to somehow establish a narrator that they spent 45 agonizing minutes arguing about on Thursday?
Right.
Yeah.
I can understand if you're going to, like, film school, but I didn't really care.
Yeah. It, wow.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, in short stories and short films, it is absolutely jarring when the perspective switches after a minute or so without a section break. Maybe.
But I feel
But that's also a valid way to yank your audience around. Like,
yeah.
It worked for James Joyce, it's fine for us.
I mean, I suppose maybe they were only willing to justify it for folks that are trying to disorient the viewer or reader. Because, I mean, like, the Illuminatus trilogy changes POV, like, every two or three paragraphs for the first chapter or two, and you were halfway through the paragraph before you realize you have no idea who's talking or what they're talking about. And only by just continuing to read and brute-forcing through it do you suddenly figure out who's who and what's what. And the book gradually comes into some semblance of regular, like, maybe split by chapter and perspective, but they just will randomly switch, and it's up to you to figure it out. And it's amazing, because, like, once you're into it, it makes perfect sense. But it's a little jarring at first, I guess, but
I guess that's
a choice, though, actively, is what they're saying. But
I also feel like in this particular instance, I've watched that cutscene, and it's not...
Yeah, I was very
curious. It's not something on that level. It's just you see something happening from the guy's point of view, and then you see it happening from everybody's point of view.
Does that need more than like a fade to black between?
I don't think it needs anything.
Yeah,
just
cut. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like movies do that all the time.
I really agree with the viewpoint that when I'm watching a movie or playing a game or anything, I'm assuming that there is a narrator,
like an omniscient perspective somewhere.
I mean, whether it is an actual narrator who tells you the story, or I feel like movies are inherently voyeuristic in some way.
Well, yeah, because unless the entire thing is shot first person,
yeah, exactly.
You're clearly getting a perspective on something that no character.
This is obviously third person, and therefore you are looking at it from an omniscient viewpoint, and therefore
anything could be shown.
You can call it a narrator, or you can call it a voyeur, but whatever it is, there is.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Hot Stuff is, he's fussy. You know, He's very concerned about things and how they're perceived, but...
Oh, and wanting things to look good.
If everybody we've showed it to, including me, and including the guys who are working on it, think that it's fine, then it's probably fine.
I club you in the radio chat says, I'm awesome. He says, I'm awesome. He, or she, sorry. See, we're going to get in trouble again. Is also awesome, but he says, yeah, that's what I'm saying, VB. It's great if they can do that on purpose and pull it off, but he's not trying to yank people around, so it's just weird. So... I guess I haven't seen it, so I don't know if it's disorienting or how much, if it is.
Is it disorienting when you see Jules and Vincent driving in the car, and then, with just a cut, you're looking out of the gas tank at them, or out of the trunk at them?
No.
As they're pulling
the
guns out.
And I guess that was my perspective, is like, you don't expect that you're going to see everything the way they see it.
Or when you're... So, you're from Jules' perspective, sitting in the driver's seat, or sitting in the passenger seat, looking at Vincent. And then suddenly, you're in the trunk, and the guys are pulling the guns out. You don't assume that in the cut, Jules has crawled into the trunk and is now looking up at himself. Oh my god, what does that mean? No, you assume that they switched the shot, so they changed the perspective.
Isn't any movie with like multiple narratives that kind of dovetail together? Like, Go. I mean, they just cut from one story to another. Mm-hmm. And you get to watch what's happening with that person for a while. Yeah, well, I mean, isn't that the same thing?
But what this is more like... You get a shot of me talking to you, you know, so you're from your perspective, then you get a shot of you talking to me from my perspective, then you get a shot of the three of us, nobody's going, holy shit, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
That's just how you film a scene. You can switch from somebody's point of view, and it's not jarring. And
you realize what we're doing is just recreating what I already called a tedious argument.
Yeah, we're gonna.
And it was quite.
We're gonna
tedious,
let that one go.
We're gonna cut it for length there. Linguini
words.
Cunnilingus lad says. One of the attack messages said that the topiary golem cold cocked me. What does that mean? Do I even want to know? It just means he hits you really hard.
Doesn't that just mean you get knocked out?
Are you serious? He doesn't know what cold cocked is?
I suppose that's gone out of fashion. Does Urban Dictionary say something different? It's when you sit with your dick in the freezer for a couple minutes.
My 12-year-old nephew knows what cold cock means.
Yeah, I always thought that, cold cock was just, you know, getting... I always assumed that was kind of the one-punch knockout.
It was the one-punch knockout, yeah.
I still think it's awesome that my wife's name is still the top definition of the word Greta. It's been like 4 years.
To attack unexpectedly, same as blindside, not quite. Mm. To beat up a male and totally knock him out.
I don't know that male matters.
Does it have to be a male?
When you attempt to have sexual intercourse without being fully erect.
Ooh, I like that.
That gives that whole...
I'm reading that shit. Yeah. That is clever.
Oh, yeah. No, you were right. Active placing your dick in the freezer.
then smacking a bitch with it. Yeah.
That.
Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Reading Urban Dictionary.
Doing that to a golem definitely adds a whole new level to that.
Yeah, the golem puts your dick in a freezer. That's what he does. Salt Begins says, it would be fun if, assuming you didn't have any bananas, if you put / count banana, the response should be, yes, you have no bananas.
I concur.
That is true.
I didn't give the disclaimer I usually give, which is, anything I say means nothing, because I have nothing to do with this game aside from playing it. So, if I say something sounds smart or bad, don't care.
Your opinion's valid.
Just like we're all special and valid in our own way.
That's what they taught me on NPR.
Yep. I'm Mama's Little Snowflake.
The people who say that NPR has a liberal bias are people who have never listened to NPR. Like, the same people who say that The Daily Show is just completely liberal viewpoint and never gives the conservatives anything, never criticizes any liberal, is just kind of bullshit. I'm just saying.
I feel like it's a show that probably has... I think the folks involved are probably all liberal, but they're willing to take a shot at the other side just because it's funny to play
I actually saw an interview with Jon Stewart, and he was talking about... You know, they asked him, you know, do you only make fun of Republicans? And he was like, we make fun of whoever's in office, whether that be a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or whoever. If you're in the political... limelight, you're gonna take it on the chin. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's The problem with the political dialogue is the Democrats are willing to be incredibly critical of themselves, and in a way that I feel the Republicans
get any
are.
Breaks. Yeah,
you know, like Jon Stewart. If a Democratic politician does something dumb, he will call them out on it. If the Democratic president does something dumb, he'll call him out on it. But yeah. You will never, ever hear Rush Limbaugh say something bad about George W. Bush
right.
or something good about Obama.
Yeah.
That's just... It's kind of anathema. So it ends up being like, well, the Republicans and the Democrats are both ripping on the Democrats. They gotta suck far worse than the Republicans, which, yeah. You know, isn't the case.
Well, that's why South Park's
we
fun
suck
to watch.
Very
those
well.
Guys make a conscious effort to not let you really know where they stand on a lot of things, because
yeah.
that way you never quite know which they're going to do, and like their shows are therefore not obvious sometimes.
Right.
You know, it's... You know, if Michael Moore makes a movie, you know the perspective. If Rush Limbaugh is going to do a show, you know the perspective. There's no surprises there, and it's hard to make humor with it without
yeah.
the chance of surprising people with your point of view.
Well, I thought it was funny with Bowling for Columbine that people... We're criticizing it for making the same tired liberal claim that guns are the cause of all of the violence in America and that Canada is this wonderful place. And it's like, well, actually, no. If you watch the movie, he talks about how Canada has just as many guns as we do, so why do we have more crime than Canada does? And he doesn't really come to a conclusion.
Yeah, I think he just never answered the question.
Yeah, but people
if the question
just,
was answered, people
yeah.
might get off the gun thing.
Right. But people just assumed that he's Michael Moore. He's going to make a movie about how guns are bad, which he just kind of totally didn't. He all right,
so let's solve that
the
problem.
Medium
why,
tries
why,
to scare
why
us.
Is it?
Why is it?
Why is it?
Oh, fuck, I don't know, dude. I do think there's a... What Michael Moore landed on, which I think maybe has something to it, is there is a culture of fear that's a little broader in America than anywhere else.
I feel like I read that book.
Culture of Fear?
Yeah.
Culture.
Cricket.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey.
That was a book that you might have read.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Van Jean Q said, the latest map from Uncle P's Antique looks rather disappointing. Is there no platinum reward? Suck. My... Now, you think I'm going to say dick, but I'm not. I'm going to say balls.
I would go balls.
Well, actually, you did say dick in our dressing. Blood fart, so...
True.
That's true.
So, might we infer from this that perhaps you wrote this month?
Dude, I didn't... I didn't write the rewards, no. But... Yeah, that just bothered me. That thread started immediately with well, I got the... gold reward, and
that was
a fucking waste of time. Like, fuck you. The whole point of these little things is to play them and enjoy them, and if you enjoyed seeing the shit, and you got something that's even marginally useful for somebody, then, you know,
it's
our work here
though,
is done.
Yeah, it's as though it's a game?
No, this is serious.
My response in the thread was just, I'm not interested in hearing that you're not impressed with the rewards, because... They are not meant to be permanent content that introduces must-have items for Ascension.
Yeah, I thought the trick is the journey in this case.
Well, the trick is it's temporary content and it goes away. So if
yeah.
we make something that's the best thing for speed ascending ever,
then
when it goes away, everybody ones. Gets pissed off. These rewards are too good. And Van Jean Q, I liked you earlier in the show. Now I'm not a fan. I'm going to start calling you Goldilocks Q.
Oh my god, there's a really complicated Star Trek comment.
Oh, I have to address that too, because he was mistaken, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Linguini Lad says, how do you guys figure out the prices for the map sold at Uncle P's Antiques? This was the other big shit.
Oh, wait, quick aside, my kids are going to bed and they're listening to the show right now. So, good night, Coda. Good night, Austin. Love you guys.
Good night, Coda. Good night, Zombie.
Yeah, I've gotten the go-ahead to change Austin's middle name from Austin Hunter to Austin Zombie Hunter when the adoption
Excellent.
Process goes
awesome.
Through.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's going to be the coolest 14-year-old ever and the most pissed-off 16-year-old ever. It's going to be awesome.
Zombies are so late. What's going to happen is fucking Stephanie Meyer is going to write a series
yeah.
about zombies that are really sensitive and they only eat brains when they have to.
The few people that...
A girl with irresistible brains and the zombie that falls in love with
yeah.
her. And
no, the few people that have actually been like, I can't believe you would do that to your kid. I'm always like, hey, guess what? You know what my middle name is? And they go, no. And I go, fucking exactly.
Right.
I'm not changing his first name to zombie.
Yeah.
His middle name. I bet you don't know at least two-thirds of your friend's middle names, because it doesn't fucking matter. The day he finds it embarrassing is the day he stops telling people it's his middle name. So anyway, that's my aside.
It also as makes his initials Aja.
Which is fabulous.
I think he can really work both sides of that, too, because if zombies are, you know...
We're pretty sure he's gay, so he probably will work both sides.
I'm saying if zombies are in, he's got zombie in his name. And if zombies are out, he's got zombie hunter in his name.
Yeah, there you go.
So...
Which, you know, God, does this mean he's going to make, like, some sludge rock band at some point?
Austin Zombie is the lead singer
of... I didn't think of all angles.
Damn it. He'll form some shitty punk cover band called, like, Send More Paramedics, and he'll be like, I'm Zombie Hunter. Fortunately, my last name is super weak, so it's not going to be like he can tie that to me at all. I'm Zombie Hunter Alex. Fear me. And I'll be like, nope.
Wait, Zombie Hunter Alex? Are you an anime? Yeah, I'm hanging out with Devil Hunter Yoko and Vampire Hunter B. what happened here is...
So explain what he's talking about.
The Linguini Lad first.
What?
Kind of Lingus Lad and his...
Right.
Yes.
So how do you guys figure out the prices for the map so that Uncle B's antiques? Says Linguini Lad. Just
is
like
that, the
same
dude that was bitching about the reward?
No, that was Avanjan Q.
That was Q.
That was Goldilocks Q. These rewards are too powerful. These rewards are not powerful enough.
Blah, blah, blah.
How do you guys figure out the prices for the map sold at Uncle P's Antiques? Do you pull the numbers out of your ass, or is the price taken into thoughtful consideration?
Balls.
Suck. My. Now, you think I'm going to say balls, but I'm going to say ass.
I'm pretty sure you just said balls. Do you think anyone besides us is entertained?
He's covering all his bases.
The first map was a limited supply map. It had a single reward, which there's a hotly debated whether or not that's useful in the forums, and it cost 60,000 and was not repeatable. The second one, we priced it super low because it was Frontalot's one and we wanted everybody to be able to do it even if they were in hardcore.
Right.
The third one...
I bought a bunch of those but not played through it.
The third one is 20,000 meat more. It has three rewards. It is repeatable. And it yields combat items that are incredibly useful. So it costs 20,000 meat more than the one that gave you a single reward and was not repeatable. Suck my balls.
So I think the real answer here is Nunya.
What?
Nunya business.
Okay.
Wow. I'm really glad I walked in. How many? How old was it?
What is a hammer for?
Speaking of which, my favorite shitty joke I heard this week was, what kind of bees... make milk. Boobies.
Nice. You gotta tell my wife that if she's still conscious on the break. Because she likes the joke, what did the ghost say to the bee? Boobie.
Nice.
You gotta
No, she's got a reason to pinch both sides. See, it's a one-two punch. Nipple-tastic.
Like, because she really needs excuses to to grab women's boobs. I think if you dusted your wife's boobs for fingerprints,
there would be all kinds of weird things.
Well, she is upset.
Every guy you know, plus my wife.
I was gonna say like everyone, and then like four. There's the seven undiscovered fingerprints on my wife's tips.
I'm not talking about your wife.
Is upstairs with my wife right now.
Oh, right. So
she is a sexual predator.
Yeah.
She's a bisexual predator. She is a predator drone.
And we're getting back to the bees here.
She's a predator. Okay, so occasional JD. I wonder what he is when he's not
JD. I've always liked that name for some reason.
Occasional JD.
The other time he's a DJ?
Occasional Jack Daniels, perhaps? Maybe his name is DJ Lanoisacco? That's like an Italian name, right?
It
and he's just
does.
Spelling it backwards.
That's one of those like, mob hitmen.
Mr. Lanosacco.
On this, the day of my daughter's
I'm
wedding.
I'm going to need you to make the hit. He's like, I'm a DJ. I make all kinds of hits.
Oh, yeah. You can put another coal up there, too.
Yeah, well, we'll be adding a coal.
I was going to say, we'll probably need to be swapping that out.
So occasional JD says, Scholar, a while ago you mentioned that the single thing that bothered you was that in the Star Trek movie, was that Nero's ship was a mining vessel in an age of replicators. The replicator is just the assembly function of the teleporter connected to a library of molecular combinations. There are things like industrial replicators. Would they really be able to replicate something as large as the minerals needed to fuel a starship? who's probably far less energy intensive just to mine them. Let me just state that...
All you need to do is build the one big one.
Let me just state that that wasn't my problem with that movie. That was Nightmare's problem with that movie. And Nightmare is a total homo.
By the way, he does put at the end, fuck me, right? As though he's like... No, he
I or think
she knows that you're just going to tell him to fuck off. So.
No, he said that because he forgot to say at the beginning the single thing that bothered you about 2009 Star Trek. He just said, you said that the single thing that bothered you was blah, blah, blah. Like, yep, that is the only thing in the world that bothers me.
Oh, I think the thing that bothered me the most was Zoe Saldana's neck.
Yeah, that is a long-ass neck.
This is going to end badly.
I do have to say the only reason I would have sexual relations with her is because
she might be in the same room.
Her neck would be the only person's neck long enough to deep throat me.
You son of a bitch.
Boy, that was a good joke, but that was a sloppy delivery.
It was, yes.
Hi-o.
Pretty baby, but a sloppy delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Nightmare's complaint, and Nightmare is a total homo. And I'm sorry, that's offensive. Nightmare is a total homotard. So, yeah. Because I said, you know, there are some things that the replicator can't make. If you're going to get all nerdy about it, there are some things that the replicator can't make. There are some things the replicator's not allowed to make. The replicator technology is not disseminated throughout the entire universe.
Yeah, how do they... I mean, does money exist in Star Wars? Or Star Wars, fuck, Star Trek?
Gold pressed latinum.
What?
Is the currency for when they need currency.
So that must be something that can't be...
Yeah, to trade with the Ferengi and shit, because the Ferengi, like... The Ferengi are the evil capitalists, and
right. I just feel like, you know, if you can replicate stuff, there can't be much use for.
Yeah, that's why they have to.
Yeah,
they have to just say we can't make anymore. Yeah, that didn't bother me at all about the Star Trek movie. Watching the Star Trek movie again, though, I realized that the plot is pretty dumb. Like the whole motivation of the villain and the way that he goes about his revenge and the weird coincidences that line up. When you have to say, like, no, these aren't weird coincidences, this is the timeline trying to heal itself. You've created a script that's full of coincidences to the degree that you have to have some kind of explanation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the reason why I still love the movie is the characters are so awesome.
Yeah.
So and the actors that played them. So I'm hoping that in the sequel that they will actually write a script that makes fucking sense. Captain Spam says, I would say the kegger is the most wrong quest you've come up with, but there's something oddly rewarding in beating up underage, drunken, frat, and sorority wannabes.
Amen.
It's true. You go to a kegger party where a bunch of high school orcs and orcats are hanging out, and you beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, it's like a gray man once said, it's like beating up an eighth grader. I mean, you shouldn't do it every day, but damn, is it satisfying.
Now I would say that, I don't know, it left me feeling kind of empty inside. Oh, that's good. Azu says, why couldn't Helen Keller judge her own volume? Because women are bad at math. And before you burn Azu and, or Aja, in...
Azu.
In effigy.
Sounds like a sneeze.
That is, not a, not a joke about women. That's a joke about math. And that's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Ugh. Good times.
Yeah, the thing that I felt was the most wrong for me to write so far in the entire history of the game was the cockroach stuff for the item of the month a couple of years ago.
That where, was the llama llama, wasn't it?
Yeah, I found myself writing 36 different ways that your character commits suicide, and then when you go back to the llama, he rewards you because you committed suicide. You get this reward.
That was a fun familiar.
Yeah, I just kept throwing in, like, he also says, don't try this at home. The effect that you get, like, you killed yourself and now you're stronger. Please don't try this at home. And I was only partly
your results may vary.
Oh, silent there.
No. We need to all not stare at questions at the same time. Like, there are enough of us here that one of us could be talking at any given moment.
Snuffstyle 420 says, have you guys ever felt like taking a stroll through the KOL wiki just to see what references are mixed up or way off based what you're actually referring? I do that occasionally.
I would think that way lies madness.
And when I'm writing something new that's based on stuff that's old, like... oh, we need to have continuity from last Christmas to this Christmas. What the fuck happened last Christmas? I barely remember. I was hammered when I wrote that. So, I'll go into the wiki, and if I see the, like, this is clearly a reference to Zombie Hunter Alex. And it's in the third season when you're like, no, it's just a reference to They Might Be Giants again.
Yeah.
I get corrected occasionally when I correct the wiki. They're like, no. Listen, it's a reference to
I
this.
Heard
like,
Adam Savage once say he tried editing Wikipedia to correct his date of birth, and it was shot down. He's like, but I mean, it's me. And they're like, no, dude, like, we're pretty sure, because on this thing it says, and he's like, but no, I mean, literally, I am that guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't look at it. It's always going to be messed up.
No, it's on the internet. That means it's true.
It's true. Chef Bob 27 says, nope, I cannot feel the gigabytes. Am I supposed to? You should at least touch them gently.
Mm.
Get them lubricated. I really hate having that on the front page. The thing that says, can you feel the gigabytes? Because I spend all day going, can you feel the gigabytes?
And I'll spend the next 3 days thinking that now. Ass.
I think you should update from dial-up, and then you could.
Yes.
Right.
Next item of the month should be a cookbook with recipes on how to make it to tomato daiquiri and other recipes like that. And then he says, so what control clit chance? And how do I up my clit chance?
Buy her a drink.
You know, I think that would be a great insult to a guy named Chance. Yeah, up your clit chance. Next time I hang out with that dude that went to my high school.
I would think you would need roofies in your inventory for that.
To fuck the clit?
Yes.
Right.
The clit commander.
Don't link us to YouTube videos, for fuck's sake. Or MySpace players. Also, don't be on MySpace anymore.
There really just is no good site for any of that shit anymore.
It's weird that it turns out MySpace was probably better at the social networking thing than Facebook is now. It's just that MySpace was hideous because when you let people have total control over your site design, it's gonna look like shit.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm sorry, I still like LiveJournal. I don't use any of them anymore, I gave up. But, yeah, ugh.
I do the Facebook, but half of the time, I don't know how my wife does things differently, but she'll say, like, yeah, did you see that your sister's moving to Florida? I'm like, no. Well, it was on Facebook. I just spent an hour clicking on shit on Facebook, trying to make it tell me what's going on with my friends, and it just doesn't want to.
I made Greta make a joint one that's so we have just Greta Matt on Facebook, because I'm like, I will no longer log into social networking sites. But that way, if something interesting happens, she can tell me and kind of cut through all the chaff. And it's still there if I need to promote a show.
That's a total lie. You use it for searching for underage boys.
Well,
it's a shame, because when I say, I'm going to come over and fuck you in the ass, you don't know which one of you I'm talking to.
True.
Or both.
Yeah, we do have people. Anytime she posts something mean, all the responses are like, fuck you, Matt, blah, 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 because everyone just assumes it's mean. My wife is a way huger bitch than I am a dick, but I'm louder, so people assume it's me.
Right, right.
Ooh, scroll up a nudge quick. Actually, no, Spleen Master, I'm just wondering what he referred to.
For the record, says Spleen Master, and I don't think I'm the only one who feels this way. I love the early artwork.
Or maybe they mentioned something about
the old stuff in the game.
Possibly.
I
either
like
that
it.
Or he was making another reference to Roger Ebert.
It makes me sad
a little bit
that when things change like that. Let's just look at these pictures, shall we? When the White Snake changed, I was really sad. I think given, and we don't talk about this too much, but given his reason for changing that picture, I would think that he would change it back. Because he doesn't have to, that reason.
It's so awesomely shitty.
I really like that. The S and the more different S. Fantastic.
Much of the arm.
It looks way much more like a snake now, to be sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazingly enough, Jick's art quality has certainly progressed over the time, and you'd look at it casually and think that's just a bunch of stick stuff, but it's
I think, but I think the improved artwork gives the game a false sense of class.
A false sense of class. That's amazing.
Sexy.
How's that for class?
Math.
Wow.
Yeah, these are all... There's all these... All the stuff about narrative. Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow.
That is an impressive wizard staff.
But somebody noticed.
Oh,
that
by the way, when I say that's an impressive wizard staff,
he's talking about a throbbing cup.
Shit.
How many beers are in there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's impressive.
No wonder he forgot to zip his fly.
Yeah. Those are sweet glasses, too.
If you're interested in what Jick looks like with his fly down,
check out the Twitter.
Yeah, follow at ASM on Twitter.
Available on the prestigious internets.
Your mileage may vary. Tiny Plaster Grimmy says, you're mentioning our new game. More details, please. It's a game.
Dude, you guys would not believe how fucking awesome
it'll
it is.
Have
it'll blow your mind. IGN.com.
Yeah, one of the best parts about living within walking distance of Scully's house is getting to see all that shit sometimes like a couple years early.
If you get to my house, I'll show it to you on my laptop. Actually, no, I'm not going to say that because fucking Naked Jew will look at my address on the internet.
He's on like e-travel right now. Like.
Printing Weezer says, do people ever offer to trade you weird things for Mr. Accessories? What's the weirdest offer you've ever gotten? I didn't ever have any of that, but Boozer Bear got... a bunch of exterminator work done at his house for Mr. Accessories.
Really?
Yeah, he just traded.
That's absolutely
really awesome,
worth it.
Actually.
Yeah, that's really great. I'm paying Terminex.
That's a good trade, actually.
By the way, if you ever want to know if you're old, having a bill from like Terminex pretty much cements that one.
Yeah. I keep every time I see a whole bunch of ants in the house, I'm like, wow, we should do that. We should just pay them the $80 a month to make there not be any ants in our house. Like. Or I could just put up ant traps, and then the ants will go away for a while, and I'll forget about them, and then...
It's like anyone you've ever met that's on antidepressants. Like, I haven't been sad for a long time, so clearly I don't need to take these anymore. And they stop doing it, they get all bummed out, you have to talk them back from the brink, put them back on the meds. Ants are the same way. Like, fuck, we haven't had ants in ages. Fuck these traps.
Yeah.
Or you could just wait until your son is older and buy him a magnifying glass. Tell him to go crazy.
We have hardwood floors.
I'm
not sure that would be any better on carpet, really. But, yeah, we have actual, like, our house is made of stuff you light on fire.
Right, but if, as a kid, if you haven't lit something on fire by the time you're 5, you're really not living.
That's true. He tried to eat one of the ant traps. That was pretty cool.
Your kid ate one of the ant traps?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we caught him with it, like, half in his mouth. And called poison control, like... So, what's in an ant trap?
Ants.
And we're like, well, there's peanut butter and not enough poison to kill a toddler. Yeah. Like, okay.
Like, time to get a new toddler. Social Darwinism at its best.
Yeah, better get to work on that.
Let's go ahead and take our musical break. So we get
we'll break things.
15, 16 minutes. It's all for a lot tonight because it's all for a lot.
Well, now. In memory.
Many rhymes expended in the process. Compression so fresh, you wonder, am I lossless? Does it cost this too? So any question what I'm willing to do? Took the lid off, tilt the flask in hand. Taste like ass, but the task is grand. Bent the lastest man, pick for the kickball. Incoordinate to hit, I miss a brick wall. That won't help an unpopular pick. Take a swig, now I'm captaining shit. And I'm putting legitimate players on duty to gather them duties. What thought I had cooties? Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? Sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? Sip the extract, you command the respect. By the CHA on my character sheet, yes, I pencil a plus the side. Deem it discreet from the inked in single digit charm that I got in initial calculations. Weighted and fraught with compromises, not with surprises. No shock to the misers of points when I'm meddling up. The prizes all go in one cup. Which one? INT increased always and didn't start low. Now it got so high, I get to fake the flow. Just by figuring out the simulation and enacting, I get crafty. Take a vial's worth exactly. Another couple sips, I'm up on top of the world. Yet another to my lip, The way the rhymes get hurled should defix to my person. Impossible statistic, a temporary boost. It desists quick. Desists quickly. I ought to say quickly. It is an adverb. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Yes, you might consider front a lot, an expert in the subject. Soaking in the potion such a length, I make a subset of bath time wrinkles. Devote them to this amplification of fabulousness. Take a stab at a disc, note it doesn't connect. So bluff, you don't even need to look up the check. Just hand the dice over, hang the head low. Don't blame it on the captivation, the enchantment on the road. Boots of beguiling leave a sparkle where I tread. Plus eight, helm of glamour merely flatters my head. What I said was the outfit is ornamental. It's incidental, the elixir's effect is ungentle. It mends me with confidence. I flip a lift a toast to him. Am I being polite to the kids who arbitrated on the topic of cool? Look at my cool hat and fuck you. One attribute you did not roll. Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? Sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect.
Damien, are you saying attribute or attribute?
Attribute, obviously.
Because it sort of comes off sounding like... if you said attribute, then it'd be a verb, not a noun.
The words do whatever I tell them to do.
Your eyes are sparkly.
I put self-loathing at the end of a string. Drag it after me, swing it like it wasn't a thing. And I could sing in Japanese, please don't say to prove it. Maybe I forgot it when the music got in the loop. Did who did front tell a lie? Did he mumble? Did this guy high? Credibility crumble. Double humble was he then? And polite in speech. Did he make escape as he escalated out of reach? Or is he bringing each and every one of you a message? Did he suggest that if you're depressive, it depresses? Not love again in terms of talk, but I don't understand shame. Mama, leave it to you. About it, home alone in my room, a doom on the computron. This is back when I could attack them for being intact men. My frontal lot was in a boyhood way, without the talent, yo, to fake it like I got today. I made play for the ladies, where in my head. If I could get them in my room, I'd make them watch Evil Dead 2 from my bed. Then up with the heels, how they tumble. Old taco never sews it up, thimble never gets a thumbful. Some bullshit's true, but most of it isn't. Don't make a hullabaloo.
Oh, さんの提供でお送りしています。
My frock. I got this thing for horror movies and mope rock. But I can't shock my hair up, I ran out of stock. And just like that, a front a lot ran out of talk. It was tragic, unheard of, never seen me out of rhymes. When they usually come into fatigably. But me here talk good? No, bad talk do. Like my tongue got encrypted right before I lost root. Like my small talk got box rocked on a prior boot. It's moot, she only dates guys and chokes and dies. Not brute, slacking eyeliner like a lack. But look, I'll put a little on plus lip shellac. Just to stand next to that and dream about love. Of necessity, that has always had to be enough. Cause I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Frammer, Frammer, Dammer. If she giggle, dammer, double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls.
Goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid.
The Rocky Horror premiere. She steered clear of the nerd crowd, but I heard loud in my ear the disdain that she held for my type. Always geeking on the computron. I get hype on the stage. She might notice me then and observe that I'm ironically hip in some flip universe. In her purse in patent leather held in fishnet glove. Could think containing MP3 player with the front field dub. Her name is Nightshade. Yo, don't call her cherry tomato. She looked like Paisley Tinkle, but poisonous like torpedo. She says her hair got attacked cause it's black and it's blue. She got the Johnny the Homicide maniac tattoo, legs deep in the boots, boots all up on the heels. Yes, the kind to make a certain type of fetish a squeal. The ordeal I endure this close to her splendor, besieged by my shyness. Tried this, I surrender and render my intentions in the usual way. Home alone, suicide girls up on the cathode ray.
Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid.
And tell me that I shouldn't be coveted. I tell her, yo, you better get in a covenant. It's like, eek, I get to sleep on the couch for a week, all watching old Elvira videos on TV. Yeah, he, laugh it up. You don't live like I do, at the mercy of any sister with wrist scars and black eye glue. I've tried to get into cheerleaders and failed. Banana repugnant and tame, so bland, so stale. Fail myself for the local cafe, like a clover. Thumb through Camus in French, which I can't read, but so what? I think the goth could flower in her core's embrace. I mean, I converted that Gregory's lettering into a typeface. Befriended vampires on LJ in MySpace. Even put that spooky echo filter on the bass. But I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Frammer, Frammer, Dammer. If she giggle, damn her double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls.
Goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. Their soul stuck somewhere between the kettle and the pot. Wrote a lot. Been enamored of them since I was young. Met 100 dozen of them, never ever humped one.
Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated.
Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard. No longer we deliver the hits. I give the kids with the spectacles spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the heezy wee's off. Don't babble 300 baud. I get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex. To get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool. Ignored them, scored some geeked out beats in the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap. It's alright, cause soon the whole nerd corp will congregate. And culmination of the monkey going off caught date. Nerd corp could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd corp rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
We put a style from the blender and the tape on the spectacles. We can buy the assembler. We'd each make a respectable legal fangler. Your despicable heckling side remarks make it all the more delectable to mark a Jekyll and Hyde departure from the larger norm or previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest load to limerick, and that is no mere rhetoric. We don't just wreck shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album we've got for each. And we exceed your reach with worldwide web slingers with the confinement that every might of the girl guy's dead fingers with his own gunman and baby Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of BBS. We're geniuses and we're devious. We're seen as special. The BBS where we write graph and ASCII files with nasty styles of blinking blocks. This ain't your father's blinking locks. This one a lot owns you. It's Steven Hawking rock source. We're not even docking, so many cats are docking in the sock drawers. Our style's got the top score spot. Yours is not. Sorry. Stick to the shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own Doom Watt, CDQ Watt, my own sprites of news files on stayed home night.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up, the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large, and the NIC pitch, the nerd's in charge. We bust more rhymes than Theodore Kiesel did, got more game than a 2600 for punk MCs who player hate. We got one word, just a matter of time for we're household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fame put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. All of those tough rappers hate it. If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of vision and goal. Front a lot about to roll is the coma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule. These days the complexion cleared up but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity, that I'm the best MC that I could bear to begin. I'm scared to be either doper or dorky, or bound for the high road even if it looks forky. Or nerdcore could rise up, we could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Conk congregation, settle in your seats. The reverend front aloud is on the mic and about to speak. I'm about to freak you out, make you shiver in the pew while I'm delivering to you my sermon and divinity ensues. Rock by the one true God, it's a fact. Anybody else who ever had a God, their God's whack. We ain't gotta worry about him, we pick the right horse. You're in the right house of worship, of course. And forces are gathering out in the world to diminish our faith in ways radical and thorough, to discourage us from loving anything that's immaterial, to tempt our children with ever fruitier cereal, and worst of all, to call us idiots while they do it. My congregation, listen, I'm about to walk you through it. We're gonna take the nation back from the heathens that's within it. We're gonna get the most egregious of the atheists in prison, cause a schism while we're at it, but emerge on top. And once we purified our ranks, we won't stop. We'll purify your minds of what's illegitimately thought. It's not to be a battle indiscriminately fought, but an orchestrated effort, and I'm gonna need you to commit. Might take a couple generations for this deviltry to quit. Start with the kids, in fact, they get distracted from the Lord. So I'd like you to write a couple letters to your school board.
Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was the origin of the species.
This so-called science ever done for us? But trumpeted that when ashes go to ashes and dust to dust. Despite the fuss of living, energy gets conserved, denying the weight of the soul of a man. This is ill-deserved. This is still the curse of Copernicus that we suffer. Secular thought ought not to overflow its buffer and run roughshod through the minds of you, the population. Heretics such as Dawkins and Sagan overstep their station to say that what we see and what we believe should be confluent. Look to your reverend to end apostasy. It's what I'm doing. Look to your holy book to light the way. That is its purpose. Open it up and you'll find Eden before you even scratch the surface. Sure, this should be mirrored in the textbooks verbatim, but I'm not in a position yet to issue ultimatum. So I lay down my scheme, we'll make it seem as though creation isn't anything we'd like to interject to education. We'll wrangle up the language, science, data, theorem, the irreducible complexity of the ears we use to hear them, gnashing teeth and wailing from Kansas to PA. Yes, my flock, I talk of futures not imminent but underway. Already established an institute for discovery, discovered that Darwin is dead without look grim for recovery. School moms will soon say that he burns in a fiery sea. Think how much like paradise that's gonna be.
Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? A little likelier than Adam and Eve. Did a lot of humming and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was the origin of the species.
Unequip your damn sword to command inappropriate prepositions if you're going to be chatting with Radio Chat.
I'm sorry, every mod ever. I'm an ass.
It's true.
They're talking about quantities of menstrual blood. Like,
the cup thing freaks me out.
I've got a friend who does that.
And
it's like a little reusable hippie cup.
Essentially, yeah. It's a little creepy. You like boil it in between or something.
Can we have a happy...
Which pot do you use for that?
Yeah, the same one that you boil your butt plug in.
Oh. Oh. Well, that makes sense. Never mind. All my issues are resolved.
I know you have that pot. That's what you serve me mac and cheese in. there has to be a happy common, like middle ground somewhere in between... We must embrace our sisters of the moon and our womanly cycle that reminds us of the suffering that is at the heart of all women, blah, blah, blah. And, oh God, women have blood down there sometimes? Ew. You know, there's got to be some middle ground. Like, I'm totally okay with the
like natural biological processes, just don't feel the need to talk about them in great detail.
Well, you also don't like people talking about like taking a crap or something, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I used to get yelled at the movie theater I worked at because I would bitch about having to go in and clean the bathrooms between each show, and women's bathrooms usually horrifically disgusting. And you'd have these big overflow, we call them the candy boxes, that are mounted on the wall where women throw away like tampons, pads, all that shit in these little baggies, and then you can just empty all those out instead of flushing it and clogging the toilets. Yeah. And I bitched about how disgusting that was because they'd be overflowing all over. Some girl I worked with just went off. Hugely went off on me about, that is nature! And you're disgusting, you're such a pig. And I said, taking a shit is nature. Right. But I don't put that in a box next to the toilet for someone else to pick up. I'm like, fuck you. So, I don't know. I've always thought that it's just kind of a non-issue. Like, we're all pretty well aware of that.
Yeah,
so what?
That's kind of the way I take it. It's like, yeah, that happens. Just don't go waving it around in my face when it's used, and I'm fine.
Or write an awesome song about it.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Ketchup and Mayo is a brilliant song. It's a shame that Ketchup and Mayo is not recorded anywhere. I think we should raise a fund to get him into the studio and
really
record
should.
Ketchup and Mayo.
We got him to play it at the Smoke Road at the Renaissance Festival last year. Much to the chagrin of the other 40 people who had paid.
I maintain that if your mind is completely innocent and pure, it is a song about sandwiches.
Yeah, the entendre 90, is doubled enough that...
Yeah.
I guess it's not entendre. Does that imply it's got to be sexual? Like... Does a double entendre only matter if it's sexual, or is it just if you're using one thing to mean something else?
I believe so.
I think in common usage it means doubling as something sexual, but it doesn't necessarily have to.
Yeah, I just didn't know if that's like part of the definition.
It just, if it's not being used for a sexual thing, there's kind of no point in using the double entendre in the first place.
Right. Okay, so Lady Arsenic and Wonder Shirl were like, yep, I made my husband dump out my cup full of menstrual blood, and you know, I wave my little menstrual blood slugs in my husband's face. Like, husbands of those two, the next time you clog the toilet, make them plunge it, please. And fucking saw down the handle of the plunger to just at water level so that when you push it, your hand goes under.
I've had to bare hand unclog toilets at jobs before. That sucked. Like, there's no plunger, and this one's clogged. And you're the low man on the totem pole. Fuck.
And all of my heroin suppositories are down there.
No, it was basically just, it was horrific. Fuck you, Starbucks.
And then you went right out and made some lattes.
Yep.
Sweet.
This one's a mocha.
And then, we didn't get any questions, really, over the break.
No. Supplies.
Fantastic.
I think people stopped listening when they found out.
What's the bottom one there? What is that? What?
Our chicken says, has KOL implemented a rap battle? If not, explain.
that's worded perfectly.
Well, when a mama chicken and a papa chicken love each other.
It sounds like he sounds very offended if we haven't implemented one.
That's what confuses me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that would look like.
Is there a reference to a rap battle that doesn't actually happen?
I think it's the conversation about front, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Rap battles are cool.
People going, like, menstrual blood is nothing. How can it bother anyone? Like, menstrual blood is fine. Menstrual blood is pretty. Like, it's wrong for men to get, weirded out by menstrual blood. No, it's really not.
I don't know. I've never found it to be a big deal.
But to say, like, my husband got weirded out when I handed him a cup full of my...
Well, no, I think that's... Yeah.
That's kind of beyond the pale, I think.
I think the weird part is having a cup of menstrual blood in the first
place. Well, she has we're talking the hippie...
Right, no, I know. Cup. I'm just... That's the part that... It's like... Am I weirded out because my wife is menstruating? No, and I can talk about that. But if you start handing me a cup of it, there's a line we've crossed.
I just think it's fascinating women can walk around with, like, bits of other things hanging out in them. Like, neat.
Well, you do that with butt plugs all the time.
I know, but it's not like an extra pocket or anything. Like, not nearly as useful.
And yet, she will never hold my keys.
Yeah, wait a minute. I hold her purse.
That's only because your spine is in it.
Right. Balls and spine.
My name is Henrik Balsenspine.
You'll get on the train and you'll show me your papers.
Dr. Balsenspine really sounds like the guy in the porno remake of Frankenstein.
Straight up.
Live.
Alright, seriously, I'm a moderator and the menstrual blood talk is over.
Yep.
We're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about... Let's talk about...
And scene.
Cupcakes. Cupcakes. Actually... Seriously, let's talk about some fucking cupcakes.
Oh, we have a huge-ass cupcake from you guys at home.
That's true.
That I can look forward to eating when I get home.
Those are delicious.
And that's not
cupcakes.
Even an entendre.
I'm going to be eating my wife's delicious cupcake.
I can't tell if I should be, like, annoyed or pissed off at the fact that... Okay, like, the cupcake to which I refer is one of those, like... You know, like, when you go to, like, a Perkins or something, the super crazy oversized muffins? That size, not, like, fancy, but, like, you know, slightly better quality...
Yeah.
Version of a, just like the Hostess cupcake with the swirly thing, and even has the swirl of frosting on top. I wonder, I mean, is the market for that folks that really love the regular ones, that just want a big fucking one? Or is the market for that folks that would never deign to eat the real one, but because this one's fancy, it's okay now? And if that's the case, can I punch them?
I don't know, I choose to...
Is it hipster or no? I don't get it.
No, I choose to believe that it's just like... The baker making a pop culture reference.
Yeah, and that's fine. You know, I always wonder about that, because you get them at, like, Lund's.
Yeah.
Which, it, for other parts of the country, is kind of the pretentious grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
Where everything costs more than it needs to for no apparent reason.
Exactly.
I don't know. But I just, I mean, I've gotten a couple, because there's one across from where I work. I'm like, goddamn, that's a big old cupcake. Which I'm all for. Cupcakes, generally, you can grade at least part of the quality based on the size.
I'm going to have to start banning people from chat, which is my least favorite thing to do. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to shut the fuck up about your vagina leaking, and know when to run. I'm pretty sure that was the first draft of those lyrics.
Most likely.
I think if you Google it, that's actually there.
Yeah. I just checked in to see what condition my condition is in era. That was kind of the new one.
That would be like the fruit bats leaking out of your vagina, though, because that was when he was doing all kinds of drugs.
I don't think we're helping.
No, this is...
You can talk about fruit bats coming out of vagina. That's fine.
Just not vampire bats, because then we're getting back into blood.
Right.
You know, it was fantastic. Those cupcakes. They were delicious.
Cupcakes.
They were... Not quite as good as having, like, a piece of cake, but for me, a piece of cake needs to have enough cake so that eating, like, a fistful of frosting doesn't make me nauseated.
I don't like
frosting. I love frosting.
Much.
I'm a frosting guy.
I'm all about, like, the, I don't know, what's the, like, the little cans you get, not cans, like, plastic with, like, the little...
The Duncan Hines.
Duncan Hines, yeah, like, that's, to me, the ideal frosting.
Yeah, yeah.
And spread relatively thin, like the way you'd put peanut butter on toast, unless, of course, you're a big peanut butter fan or whatever,
right.
And put a ton on. But, like, just enough. And also, I don't like cake without ice cream.
Huh.
I need something to kind of offset that, but I also don't eat ice cream without cake.
Right.
It's very strange. I don't like either of those things individually, really.
See, I go for, like, the generic grocery store sheet cake. So, you know, like
too pretty.
Vanilla like cake with the frosting that has the sugar mixed in. So
yeah, I'm making the chewing
it is kind
of
gritty.
Of the grittiness. Yeah, I can't.
And,
I can't stand those.
No, that's...
And getting a corner piece that has the flour on top of it. And then you have a big glass of milk, and then you just... Yeah.
See, I can't drink milk anymore. I'm becoming lactose
true.
Intolerant.
I have the disadvantage of my mother growing up was a professional cake baker and decorator, so
nice.
I really can't stand cake
Although,
anymore.
Well,
I've gotten pretty well sick of it, so I just can't do cake.
The cobbler's son has far too much cake. Wait.
The cobbler's son has far too much peach cobbler.
Too many shoes? What?
Cobbler. Peach?
Yes.
Peach fuzz.
You can never have too much peach.
Okay.
Vagina.
Buttercream is actually pretty good, now that I think about
That's
it.
That's what
buttercream, yeah. But I mean, just a thin...
But there's quality layers there.
There's a difference between a little bit of frosting for flavor and then frosting as thick as the cake itself was.
Yeah, like when you buy those little mini cupcakes that, you know, are kind of individually pocketed in like a formed plastic thing. And yeah, literally like half the height of the cupcake is about how tall the frosting is on top. And there's usually something that's not quite edible.
Right.
Shoved into the frosting, which I've never understood. There's like a ring your kid will wear covered in frosting and get over the couch.
Right.
And then you've got the royal icing on top that is just completely inedible.
Yeah. Or those, what are the little round sprinkles that I guess are technically like itty-bitty Necco wafers? Because they have a similar like texture and they're just kind of pointless and gross.
Nobody knows what those are made of.
Is there a name for that?
They're sprinkles.
Because sprinkles are the little kind of like...
They're just a different
ones.
Shape sprinkles. And
foul.
And they're made from the souls of dead children.
See, I like Necco wafers because they're the one candy that is not really in that race for strong flavor.
Yeah.
Like, they're not nuclear warheads. They're not, like, atomic fireballs. They're curiously weak. They're like the anti-Altoids. They're like, you put one in your mouth and after a while it kind of walks up to you and goes, chocolate? And I like that. I dig it. They're so low key.
It's kind of the. Can I sit here on your coffee?
Yeah.
Is this seat
taken? Is it cool if I'm? I'm kind of strawberry-ish in a very chemical way. If that's cool with you.
I put this powder so I don't stick to your fingers. Is that
red dye number 3.
We got a lot of mileage out of cupcakes.
It's amazing. Yeah.
We did. We got to talk about something because y'all bitches
are not sending in things to talk about.
Let's see. What else? You guys, you already talked about Iron Man 2. You already talked about the new Nightmare on Elm Street movie sucking balls.
Indeed.
Ugh.
I was trying to see if Chatbot was supposed to tell me how many people were listening. People.
Fewer than ever.
Like, we don't max out the streams anymore. We just get like 6,000 people.
Don't cross the streams.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
on the podcast.
Yeah, now that it's so easy to get the recordings, I never really listen live unless I feel like fucking with you over GChat.
Yeah,
because it's like I prefer to listen at work where I'd otherwise be very bored.
We're narrowly edging out me doing my show solo with music.
Oh yeah, we are.
We have 60 people total.
Wow.
Tuning in.
Well, good thing my ego means that doesn't bother me.
I love all you all. I love all 60 of you.
And wait for, like, you know, hanging in there.
the thing I'm going to be curious about is how many people download this to their iPods, listen to the first 5 minutes, and then stop.
Yeah.
Well, it took us an hour to get into the really bad stuff, so.
Well, right, but, the first but music you're break. On the show, and so I would have immediately.
Extanstick says, friends? Plural? Adam Dunn is so fat he's plural? Hey, Adam Dunn is not fat! He's totally buff. I'd fuck him.
Was VBF the goofball with the mohawk at the Frontalot show? Fuck that guy. Oh, wait, he says my team is the best. Never mind.
Yeah.
I love you.
So his team was the best at tennis as well.
Yes.
Goofball? Really? Damn it.
Well,
doofus.
I was rocking the sex appeal.
I have to say thank you too, then.
Yes,
yeah,
you,
Salsa was my, Salsa Shark, or Salsa as he's known, was my teammate for that particular show, and we both had a fucking blast, so if
yeah,
people enjoyed
that,
it, thank
that
you,
show,
we appreciate
if,
it.
If you guys have not seen the show yet, YouTube it.
Let me post a link in radio chat.
For all 60 of you, go look at it.
Eh,
it's good
spread
stuff.
Like a virus.
Tasty,
oh,
tasty,
sorry, Fred
butter.
Levi. He says, be extra entertaining tonight. I'm going to listen to your shows during the 9-hour trip back home on Thursday.
Should have read that at the start.
Tragedy came to be yesterday when young Fred Levi, age 27, drove his car off a cliff in the middle of
straight
the
into a bridge pylon. Like, anything's better.
Off of a cliff into a bridge pylon. He had to actually line it up, figure out the angles.
Bystanders heard as he went over the cliff, make it stop!
Tell my wife I love her, Mitchell! that's the Twitter.
Yep.
That's all the twittings. Yeah, so just super drunk at that show.
But that's, you know, but to the point though where you were still fully cognizant, which is
yeah.
an important thing to me, and
and I have all of my memories of the evening, and
exactly.
I didn't throw up or anything, but it was, what, really only like 4 or 5 beers and 2 mixed drinks.
Yeah. Unfortunate mixed drinks.
Well, yeah. One of them was a gin and tonic.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
They were mixing their gin and tonics really strong.
Oh, I wish I'd known that then, like, asshole.
Like, no, their gin and tonics were like the plastic cup full of gin and a shot of tonic.
It I noticed that it was strong, even through my booze-addled tongue.
What?
Yeah, we heavens. Shouldn't really.
Let's no. just avoid even mentioning
we're not
going to
start talking we're about done. That again.
Yeah.
No, that show was a lot of fun. It was really difficult because the side of the stage that Bloodfart and I were on was right between the drum set and the keyboard, and so it made moving on the stage very difficult.
Yeah, and Sulce and I are both twitchy pacing types.
We ran into each other a lot.
Yeah. Not that I was complaining about, you know, bumping into Salsa.
And,
By the way, if you're MC front a lot, you're going to be in Madison tonight at the High Noon Saloon.
Oh, yeah, right on.
With Hormones and Brandon Patton.
And, yeah, if you've never seen Brandon do his solo thing, man, is it awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I would love to tell front to be awesome, but I don't need to, because he will be.
Yeah, right.
So...
Let me see where else...
All is well with the world.
I'm the only guy here who's going to be able to tell you where MC Frontalot's going on his tour, so I'll just tell you. Cleveland tomorrow, Pittsburgh on Wednesday,
Cleveland.
Philadelphia on Friday, and then he's going to the UK. If you're in the UK, you can actually go to a Frontalot show.
Which is apparently just Front. It's not the band.
Wow.
So he's doing the whole, like, black box, rocking out the beats for him.
And if you are listening
cool.
to the...
Which, yeah, I think would be kind of neat, actually, because it's a whole different thing. Don't get me wrong, the band is an amazing experience, because, like, they are consummate professionals.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that I got a few people commented to me as well. Like Brian had never seen Front or really even heard him before. And he was just so impressed with how tight the songs are. Like,
yeah.
Most people's live shows are kind of sloppy. And they are just like a fucking laser beam, just
yeah,
right on.
Yep. It was dead on. So, yeah, if you're in those cities and you do not go to this show and you are listening... go fuck yourself.
You ain't right. Let's see, in the UK we got Aldershot, Cardiff, Bristol, Liverpool, Glasgow, Leeds, Birmingham, London. He's playing with Wheatus in London. That makes me happy.
How do I know the name Wheatus?
Middlesbrough and Sheffield and Tunbridge.
I'm aware it's a band, darn.
They're Teenage Dirtbag.
There you go. Okay.
They
wow,
are...
They're... Huh.
Actually saw them play a live show the year that came out on one of the big, like, here's, like, 6 bands that are on the radio right now. So it was, like, The Refreshments and Better Than Ezra and Poe and...
I actually put a Better Than Ezra song on my WorkSafe track that we play at work.
Yeah. Thanks to me some Better Than Ezra. But, yeah, and they tore it up. They were fucking amazing. Like, I walked out of there going, oh, they aren't just the Teenage Dirtbag guys. I'm buying that album. And I didn't.
Well, that's the one that I really like that most people assume just did the one song and that's it was Marcy Playground.
Huh.
Everybody heard Sex and Candy, but that album is just start to finish amazing.
You know, I hated Sex and Candy, and I'm listening to the rest of it has actually changed my mind on the band a little bit.
Mm. Oh, that's right. I bought you a copy of
that album. Sex and Candy was okay the
first damn white of you.
Time, and then...
What?
It got overplayed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it's
the first time that I heard it, because at that point I was just starting to write songs and to think, like... I would write it and then listen to what I'd written, like, oh, that's kind of dumb. And then, you know, try again. Yeah. Like, trying to hone my songwriting craft. And then I hear, hang around downtown by myself and I had too much caffeine. It's like, fuck you for being on the radio.
But to be fair, I had no intention of buying their album based on it being a single. Like, I didn't give a shit. But they happened to be one of, like, 8 bands that played at a concert I saw that year, and... You know, I expected that to be that well time to go take a piss band, but they were so good from the start that I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
like,
nobody's saying they're a Mozart by any.
That was a very like 90s concert because it was Marcy Playground, Garbage, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Semisonic,
that'd be a show.
Soul Coughing, and Beck.
Rad
for like $20.
Yeah,
that would be
one of the best concerts I've ever gone to, just start to finish. It was amazing, but it's very evocative of a certain time period,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Like that '98 probably was the year on that, maybe '99.
I wish I could remember who all was at that show. It was, well, there were two. One was Cake and
Poe, and that's another good
one. Yeah, it was like Cake and Poe and Roger Klein. Poe was, she tore it up that night.
The Roger Klein has yet to impress me. I've been trying. I got all those albums he bought for me.
Yeah.
And
just listen to Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy.
Okay.
Until you like that. Because if you don't like any of the rest of it, I can handle that. That's kind of where Jick lives. But for somebody who likes 90s rock of any kind, that album is perfect. Start to finish. And you're just not allowed to not like it. There are most things that I like, I'm willing to, you know, like, yeah, I like this, but, you know, maybe you're not into it, maybe you like something else. There are some things that just like, no, if you don't like it, you're doing it wrong.
It just really kind of breaks my heart that those songs are now on, like, oldies stations.
Now that's what I call music.
Yeah, you walk into a high school and they have no idea who you're talking about.
Somebody recently said, and now we're going to play some classic rock, and played
Pearl Jam or some shit.
No, U2 from Octoon Baby. So, like, mid-90s classic rock. Fucking Motley Crue is classic rock.
Motley Crue.
And soon Bowling for Soup will be classic rock. Those are the guys who sang the, you know, when did Motley Crue become classic rock? Let's see.
I don't think that's been decided, has it?
Probably not. Istanbul asked a question about cupcakes. I think we covered it. What do you prefer, lots of icing, medium, or just a little? I would stick to my guns here. I would rather have a slice of cake, a corner slice with the flour on the top, made out of icing, with the icing a good quarter inch thick.
I like the corner piece out of a pan of brownies. Because unless it's like way overdone, they're super hard. It's always just that little bit chewier.
Oh, see, I just like...
super satisfying.
I like brownie goop. I like brownies you have to eat with a ladle.
Oh, yeah, see, I go for the, like... not like brownie jerky, but
like that brownie pan that had the like that has a little labyrinth on it, so that all of the pieces have edges on it.
That's fucking awesome.
What?
Well, to me, that's just like why would you ever want that? The best part of the brownie pan is the middle.
You can go on like thinkgeek.com and find it. It's a brownie pan that's like shaped like a big S, so that every piece has an edge.
Awesome. Yeah, see, that is my vision of the perfect brownie.
And see, for me, that would be like. It's a bacon cooking plate that's maple flavored, so it just automatically maple flavors all your bacon. That's another corner of hell for me. Like, why would the fuck would you want that ever?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that for those who like that kind of thing, this is the kind of thing.
Yeah, that is exactly what. Wait, what?
The Abraham Lincoln quote. It is, dude. I'm kicking it old school.
Yeah, Lincoln, perhaps more quotable than most people. Give him credit for. I don't know.
Did you hear that somebody is taking, I think it's either Lincoln or Jefferson, and twittering his like sayings?
Probably Jefferson. He's more quotable, I think.
But they're like twittering as Jefferson all his little sayings.
If you don't, I gave you some unlegitimately purchased CDs. But
yes. As if Jefferson were still around today, saying insightful things. In real time.
Huh.
I liked the idea of somebody doing that with Dracula. Just doing Dracula as like a series of real time events. So the day the dates on the letters and everything, yeah.
I've never been able
to read Dracula. I think that's a way that I probably could.
Oh, I love Dracula.
Dracula's a great book. The ending is kind of abrupt, but
no, see like Frankenstein's fucking boring.
Yeah. Frankenstein is amazingly boring. Dracula, I've tried 8 or 9 times.
Oh, see, once I got like 2 chapters in and got used to the way Dracula's written, I just flew through that book.
That book was one of the best books I've read.
Yeah, that one's excellent. I really quite liked Jekyll and Hyde. Frankenstein, I couldn't finish. It was too fucking boring.
I just like the way that the book is actually pretty fucking scary. Every movie adaptation of Dracula you've ever seen, it seems just kind of like... yeah, he's this vampire, and then
the Keanu Reeves one is surprisingly accurate. When I went back and watched after having read the book,
right? But the book itself is just suspense piled on suspense, and it's a pretty scary book
that you guys have read.
My thing is when I go to like bookstore or whatever, like Barnes & Noble is usually the most common around here, and they always have their super value priced classics,
right?
And when I can't find any of the books I went to the bookstore to get, I go, okay, fine, I'll go spend $8 and pick up some classic books. I'll get, you know, Dracula or whatever. And the last time we went last week, once again, none of the books actually wandered over there. And then, well, fuck it, time to read Don Quixote. And when I pulled it off the shelf, I thought I'd grab two.
Yeah, I
because it is. I've had loaves of bread that were thinner than this.
I have never been able to get through that book.
It was unbelievable. No. I'm like, well, I'll give it the old college try. Actually, that's how I got Moby Dick, and Moby Dick is fucking awesome.
That was a good one too.
I'll have to try that when I'm not being forced to read it.
And that I'm sure I would have hated had I tried to read it in like high school.
There's actually a lot of books not being forced to read it. I actually really enjoyed.
Don Quixote I read in a class in college, though, and that
how many years long was that class?
No, just a semester.
A big fucking book.
We read through the whole thing. Like, there are big chunks of it that even our teacher said, okay, it's okay to skip this. Because, like, they're all sitting around in a tavern telling stories.
Yeah, that book, that is a fucking tome.
It has nothing to do with the plot. Actually, like, I enjoyed Hunchback of Notre Dame. Except I just had kind of a different take on it then. You know, all of the goth girls loving the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm.
But I started Les Miserables, and about halfway through, it was obvious that this author does not want you to read anymore. He's like, here, for the next 50 pages, here's a history of mining in this region where a monastery is, where there's a nun who's going to be a character that's minorly consequential to the plot. But it's like, you know, 50 pages worth of mining. It's like, no, you clearly don't want me to read this. And, you know, there's a challenging read, and then there's the, like, overt hostile act.
But I mean, Charles Dickens is also rather verbose, but I really like his.
I've never had any trouble with Dickens.
I never really like, I mean, Dickens. He tends to read.
Was David Copperfield Dickens?
Yeah. Yes,
I read that in 8th grade thinking it was about the fucking magician. I was so it sounds like a bad comedy bit, but no, that is why I got the book. And once I got two chapters in, I figured, well, fuck it, I'll read it.
Right?
Like, god damn
it. I like him, but I don't like it when he's too shallow. I like deep Dickens.
But
I like his cider.
But I mean, like books like that, it was like, when I didn't have to read them, I went back and went, yeah, these are actually pretty enjoyable.
Well, then reading at your own pace, too.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've picked up, like, I'm halfway through Origin of the Species, which I wanted to get through and just have read it.
Right.
And it's a slow read, so being able to put it down for 2 weeks, read something more interesting, and then come back to it, I'm okay with it. But had someone make me read a chapter a night, I probably would have been really pissed. Jesus fuck.
But then
that's three books.
But then
but I mean, you could like kill a ton. Yeah.
But then you've got books like The Scarlet Letter, which are just unreadable on any level.
If you
like Angela's Ashes.
Yeah. Yes.
If you like Dickens, you should take that with you.
Oh, Bloodfart loves Dickens.
Sigh.
Deep and shallow. I just handed him the Gormenghast books by Mervyn Peake. Very similar writing style, but with it's like a fantasy world that doesn't have any fantasy in it.
Who's?
I
tuned out, I'm sorry.
It's just set in a giant castle where this kind of weird cast of characters goes about their meaningless traditions, and I don't know. Super, super compelling.
Did you read Lovecraft at all? I think we talked about that.
The one that's,
like
that's what I'm reading
more
right now.
I'll bring you a collection.
I'm reading Lovecraft right now, actually.
Love Lovecraft. But, yeah.
After a while, it does seem like he's masturbating with the thesaurus, though.
That and architecture. The dude will spend pages describing the house that the action doesn't even take place in, like, minutiae like that.
And then next door in a small bungalow.
Like, he gets caught up in
But
that
again,
stuff.
The difference between him and, say, Les Mis is Les Mis, he'll go on forever about minutiae and it's boring as hell. Whereas Lovecraft will go on about minutiae and it's still rather
It's usually interesting. Well, that and his stories top out at like 50 pages, so even if parts of it are boring, you're only spending an hour at most reading any of them.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just gonna say that I live in the hood, and there is probably a girl named Minutia within a couple of blocks of me.
Probably.
Would not be surprised.
And Propecia.
Yes, Propecia. There's Lamangelo and Arangelo.
Latrine.
We changed it. It used to be shithouse. Oh, Men in Tights. It's been a long time.
I was just on a couple days ago, and Greta left it on for like a half hour. Kind of, you don't laugh, really, but you just kind of smile.
Like, I remember when I lolled at that.
Yeah.
I remember going, God damn, Amy Asbeck is hot.
Wait, who?
The girl who plays Marion.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, she's...
Has she been in
some
anything?
Bloke. Like no, she was. She was in the. She was in the mask as the girl who's not Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I was gonna say the only. Yeah.
Okay. Or Eric Stoltz. I like to pretend that those movies are the same movie. Like, you know that movie with Cher where her kid with the fucked up head finds the mask and
gets superpowers.
And bones Cameron Diaz. Like, it happened.
He would have preferred that ending.
I probably.
Lap is warm on my lap.
Is it cold in here?
No.
Okay. Just asking. Because I'm cold.
Are you getting the cold shoulder?
I don't know. Let's go back to the Twitter. We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes to fill.
Last call to send in your comments.
This is why I love Twitter. Laura Schoberg. His last tweet was, Midori, pineapple juice, coconut rum, pomegranate liqueur, peach vodka, cranberry juice, roses, lime juice, ice, and Warcraft.
Wow.
2 hours ago. 8 minutes ago. Before drinking a big-ass tumbler full of fruit-flavored booze, always make sure your girlfriend doesn't need you to rearrange furniture.
Oh,
that sucks. That's like a very tiki bar-worthy drink. Yep. Speaking of which, there's an awesome video podcast called Tiki Bar TV, where they have a problem that is solved through the concoction of a appropriately titled tiki drink, and they actually give you the recipe and tell you how to make it each episode.
Excellent.
It's super funny, and the chick is super hot, so. Worth checking out if you're a fan of booze and funny and hot chicks.
Those are things that I am a fan of.
I can get behind that.
It comes highly recommended by 2 out of 3 people in this room at the moment.
Reddit recommends that we get some sort of effect on magnets that stun clowns in combat. They don't know how those fucking magnets
work.
So is that how all Insane Clown Posse songs go?
They don't always talk about magnets.
I was surprised at how like toothless and cuddly that video was.
Well, they suck balls, dude.
How anybody could be like a hardcore fan of that, or be offended by them, or think that they were a thing.
No,
like,
they are just really crappy rappers.
Sticky.
They're really stupid.
Yeah.
It was just weird to me, because I was expecting, like, you know, like, even just Eminem levels of scary. You know? Like,
no. There are no fangs in them.
No. Then again, they're putting on face makeup.
And they're Christians who say fuck a lot, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, but most of the Christians I know say fuck a lot. I mean, I think that's actually the majority.
See, I come from a different land.
But those crazy Christians that don't say fuck
a lot. Yeah, conservative Baptists who, they don't drink beer, they don't say fuck.
Yeah, those guys are all nutso futso.
Like, we glanced askance at Christians who smoked cigarettes because your body is a temple.
Right.
And then John Mayer taught us that it actually is a wonderland.
Yeah, I had a friend who was a super hardcore Christian in high school and, of course, would get really offended if people around him would smoke and kind of move away and give you the thing, and so he's like, you know, I don't smoke because the body's a temple, and the guy next to me goes, and I'm lighting incense. Well played, sir.
Smoke cloves. They smell.
He left
different.
Pissed off. Cloves smell like fucking 6 kinds of ass, dude.
Actually, no, my friends, so they don't really have cloves in Ireland, and I had some friends who were vacationing in Ireland, and somebody walked up to them and asked what they were smoking. And they were like, well, we're smoking cloves. And they were like, they smell like church.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you go to the goth church.
Oh, yeah, Frost was expecting to see me tonight at goth prom, apparently.
Oh, right, there's the... I think Jim Zoller's going to that, too.
I think 7th annual.
Yeah, which, can someone explain to me? I'm sorry, we're goth. We don't conform to your bullshit. We're not going to prom in high school with the rest of you conformists. We'll wait until we're in our late 20s and then have our own prom.
And then
what the fuck is that?
It's fun, man. KOL did a KOL meet that was a prom.
But, I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, it is fun to get together with your friends, drink, and dance.
No,
I get that. But, I mean...
They basically...
Couldn't you have gone to the first one and done that?
No, they basically said, since we missed out in high school, since we were
so
the outcasts...
So are they admitting their failure?
They said that since we were outcasts in high school and couldn't have prom our way, we get to...
Well, it's fun
so
to...
So it is like a whiny temper tantrum or something they should have gotten over 12 years ago.
Well, they're goth kids.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry.
Well, like, it's fun to get together
answers
with your friends
in the
and
question.
Drink. And it's fun to have, like, a theme on a big event like that.
I mean, I'm all about...
The KOL prom was really fun. They had, like, you know, lap dance competitions and
But we had a guy set up the photo thing with the backdrop, right. And people did corsages and tuxes. It was fucking great, man.
I'm all about finding fun reasons to get together with a bunch of friends and drink
and
alcohol.
Tux, you know what I'm saying?
But,
I call that
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, don't be whiny. And
yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just the dichotomy of the folks going to such a thing and, like, the probably vehemence with which they protested its existence back in high school.
Yeah,
can
the
we be held responsible for the shit we did back in high school?
Well, if you're going to have to relive a portion of it, then yes. If you're still, like, dealing with that shit, then yeah, you can still be called to the carpet for what you bullshitted about.
I wrote pro-life poetry in high school.
I'm still waiting for the next generation of the emo kids who are not invited to goth prom having their emo prom 10 years down the road.
Although, to be fair, Frost and Mana's wedding reception is coming up shortly, in which we'll be doing karaoke in caves in St. Paul.
Dude.
Which, that's pretty...
Wish yeah, I knew no, that guy well
the
enough.
Caves, assailably awesome.
The caves
Wait, I've seen
awesome.
That guy's dick. He can invite me to his fucking wedding.
Actually, yeah. If you got the text for it, that was my dick.
No, the wedding,
no,
the wedding already
at
happened.
Your party.
Oh, right. Yeah, Frost hates his pants.
Remember when our wives were, and then they pulled our, and then we...
I'm a little fuzzy.
Everybody saw everybody's dick at that
pretty,
point?
Yeah, pretty much. That's a
there was a lot of dicks at that. That was an interesting
party.
Night.
16-year-old me is so proud.
Yeah. If you're going to relive your high school days, at least one up them.
Yes.
I know on that note, I think we're going to get out of here. We got I Specula
Arm
coming
time.
Up. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having
gentlemen.
Me.
You are more than welcome.
I don't know if Salsa liked it.
I hate you both.
We love you.
Love.
Good night. Oh, by the way, this
all
request is from
is
Lady Arsenic, so if you don't like it, it's her fault.